Once upon a time, there was a proud widow who lived with her son Jack. One day, when they had nothing left to eat, Jack's mother sent him off to the fair to sell the brown cow. When Jack came to the fair, he saw a crowd of people. They were watching a little man who had a grasshopper, a mouse, a bee, and a tiny magic harp. When the man whistled, the bee began to play the harp. Then the mouse and the grasshopper danced to the mouse, and so did everyone in the street. Soon everyone was laughing loudly. Jack went to have a closer look. "Would you like to buy my animals?" asked the man. "Yes, I should," said Jack. "They would make my mother laugh, but I have no money." "If you give me your cow," said the man, "I will give you the harp and the bee." When Jack came home, his mother said, "How much money did you get for the cow?" "None at all," replied Jack. "I got something much better. Watch this." He gave the harp to the bee, and then he whistled. The bee began to play the harp. Jack and his mother could not play dancing. Jack's mother laughed till her side hurt, but then she was angry with Jack. "You foolish," she said. "We still have no food and no money. Tomorrow you must sell the white cow." When Jack came to the fair with the second lamb, he saw a crowd of people again. They were watching the little man with the mouse and the grasshopper. The man whistled and they began to dance. So did everyone in the street. Soon everyone was laughing loudly. "Would you like to buy the mouse today?" the man asked Jack. "Yes, I should," said Jack. "The mouse would make my mother laugh, but I have no money." "If you give me your cow," said the man, "I will give you the mouse." When Jack came home, his mother said, "How much money did you get for the cow?" "None at all," replied Jack. "I got something much better. Watch this." He gave the harp to the bee, and then the whistled. The bee began to play the harp, and the mouse danced. Jack and his mother could not play dancing too. Jack's mother laughed till her sides hurt, but she was very angry with Jack. "You foolish boy," she said. "We still have no food and no money. Tomorrow you must sell the black cow. When Jack came to the fair with the red cow, she saw another crowd of people. They were watching the little man with the grasshopper. The man whistled, and the grasshopper began to dance. So did everyone in the street. So everyone was laughing loudly. "Would you like to buy the grasshopper today?" the man asked Jack. "Yes, I should," said the Jack. "The grasshopper would make my mother laugh, but I have no money." "If you give me your cow," said the man, "I will give you the grasshopper." When Jack came home, with his mother said, "How much money did you get for the cow?" "None at all," replied Jack. "I got something much better. Watch this." He gave the harp to the bee, and then he whistled. The bee began to play the harp, and the mouse and the grasshopper danced. Jack and his mother could not play dancing too. Jack's mother laughed till her sides hurt, but then she was worried with Jack. "You foolish boy," she said. "We still have no food and no money, and now all our cows are gone." "You are right," she said, "Jack. I am a fool." At that moment, a neighbor came by. "Have you heard the news?" she said. "The king's daughter has not laughing for years. Now the king has promised to let her marry the first man who makes her laugh three times. The lucy Polly will win the kingdom too in the end.